The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material. This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Let me welcome the man who will lead us out of darkness of this present moment.
It looks like a tornado. They don't call them that anymore.
The American people are starting to wake up. You saw Trump America out in full force at college stadiums. People like Fauci and the people on the left want to demonize those people.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Well, what do we call tornadoes these days? President Biden says we don't call tornadoes anymore. I wonder if he's sitting there thinking who ordered the veal cutlet and why won't the phone stop ringing? Honest to goodness, what do we call them now? Is that an offensive term? Is tornado offending somebody? Is somebody angry about somebody referring to, what are they, twisters? Are they weather events? The horizontally challenged wind conditions? Oh, yeah, here's the leader of the free world yesterday.
You know, the members of Congress know from their colleagues in Congress that, the looks like a tornado, they don't call them that anymore, that hit the crops and wetlands in the middle of the country, in Iowa, in Nevada, and I mean, it's just across the board. And, as I said, we're in this together.
Yeah, we're in this together, all right. We are holding on for dear life because you're the guy in the Oval Office. A lot of wetlands in Nevada, huh? The wetlands in Nevada and those tornadoes, but we don't call them tornadoes anymore. What if the Washington Post is going to keep track of all of Biden's blunders the way they kept track of Trump's supposed lies? Our 38,467 Trump lies. Yeah, well, at least Trump didn't think that we've renamed tornadoes. Or didn't speculate about the Nevada wetlands. Yeah, we're in great hands. Jason Whitlock is a smart guy. He's a sports guy. I see him a lot on Fox News. We spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the glorious sight of thousands and thousands of football fans going to college football games over the weekend. And as Jason pointed out to Laura Ingram last night, this is really what America looks like.
The American people are starting to wise up that they're smarter and wiser than corporate media. They're smarter than politicians that play politics with every crisis and every issue. And we're getting back to normal and people are getting comfortable with the fact there's no denial of the impact of COVID. But there is a growing reality. We're going to have to live and deal with COVID, not live in fear of COVID. So I was very happy to see this. We got to remember these college football stadiums are outside our urban core in cities, major cities that are more Democratic controlled. And so basically, Lauren, and I hate to politicize it, but it's just true. You saw Trump America out in full force at college stadiums. People like Fauci and the people on the left know that college football is a representation of Trump America, and they want to demonize those people.
He's a smart guy and makes some great, great observations about Trump America. And speaking of Fauci, as the New York Post editorial board puts it, St. Fauci has lost his halo. Over a year, the media has hailed the kindly scientist grandfather as some sort of infallible holy figure. But now there's new reporting, records obtained by The Intercept, that cast serious doubts on Fauci's insistence that no U.S. money went to gain-of-function research. Now, you understand, gain-of-function research is where scientists manipulate viruses, often making them more transmittable to study their effects and develop treatments. Well, Fauci has insisted vehemently, angrily. Remember when he browbeat Rand Paul? Doesn't know what he's talking about, said St. Fauci. In May, Fauci insisted that the U.S. has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Turns out that, according to these records obtained by the Intercept, that appears to be a lie. Last night, Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin appeared on Fox News and spoke to Brian Kilmeade about this shocking development that casts real doubt on the credibility and, yes, the reputation of Dr. Anthony Fauci.
To me, it confirms what we've known for months, which is that Fauci lied to us. He lied to Congress. He knew that our taxpayer dollars were being administered by his organization to third parties like EcoHealth Alliance to do cooperative research, gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And when questioned about it, he hid behind a highly legalistic definition. But more to the point, he was lying. And the fact that he still has a job is an affront to the hundreds of thousands of Americans who have suffered, if not died, under coronavirus. And so, I add on to this, the fact that we now have the 90-day intelligence review from the Biden administration, which came back with nothing.
Yep.
That's unacceptable. And it said that we can't get to the bottom of this until we have the cooperation of the Chinese. That is bogus. That is a cop-out. There are a ton of things we can do. And let's start by subpoenaing Peter Daszak and his entire corrupt organization to get answers. We cannot accept these lies to be the final answer.
These guys have failed us. Francis Collins, Anthony Fauci, Peter Daszak, they have utterly failed the American people. As the New York Post editorial board puts it, Fauci's coziness with Wuhan lab associates has left him compromised again and again. After the COVID outbreak, Peter Daszak, the president of EcoHealth, scrambled to get scientists, including Fauci, to publicly denounce the idea that the virus leaked from the Wuhan lab. Daszak's efforts paid off when Facebook and other social networks censored any allegation against the lab as false. Eventually, the lab leak theory became too likely to ignore. But at that point, months later, China had destroyed most of the evidence and dodged international disgrace. The New York Post rightly points out, Anthony Fauci has been an impediment to knowing the true story of COVID-19. It's obvious he has prioritized funding and research over accountability. Congress should call Fauci on the carpet to explain under oath exactly what he knows about EcoHealth and Wuhan. And then, as we've said before, he needs to go. He has undermined the trust needed to successfully fight the pandemic. A vaccinated society needs to move on, and it needs to know the truth. I think the New York Post has it right. The media, social media, big tech, they've been complicit. It's quite possible, if not likely, that we helped fund this worldwide catastrophe. There are too many coincidences here. The outbreak happened in Wuhan? It started in Wuhan, China? Really? Where, you mean where the Institute of Virology is located? Okay. And we help fund that research? Gain of function research? Where scientists manipulate viruses? Have you seen the pictures of the Wuhan researchers with bats hanging off of their clothes? You don't think people were getting bit? You don't think terrible things were happening? And evidently, we've been part of that. We help fund it. And Fauci can't run from that. What Fauci can do is try to distract. What Fauci can do is bellyache about Americans living their lives like so many thousands and thousands of Americans are doing at football games. Tomorrow night, Tampa Bay hosting the Dallas Cowboys, there's no vaccine mandate at Raymond James Stadium. There'll be 65,000 people elbow to elbow, and Fauci is squealing over this, complaining. Here he is on one of his favorite networks, CNN.
Listen, I get folks want to go back to normal life. They want to go to games, right? I want to go to games. But when you look at crowds like that, do you approve of that? Or is that just not smart?
No, I don't think it's smart. I think when you're dealing particularly in, if you know, outdoors is always better than indoors. But even when you have such a congregate setting of people close together, first, you should be vaccinated. And when you do have congregate settings, particularly indoors, you should be wearing a mask.
Speaking of that Tampa Bay-Dallas game tomorrow night, did you read about the national anthem singer who got fired because she asked for a religious exemption? Her Christian beliefs state that she's not ready to take the vaccine. They wouldn't let her sing the national anthem. Now, you know why it's not widely covered? Because she's a young black woman. And a 27-year-old African-American singer-songwriter being fired for not being vaccinated before singing the national anthem tomorrow night is not, does not fit in with the narrative that the only people resisting the vaccine are Trump supporters. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she's a Trump supporter. I do know that the vaccine hesitancy level among African-Americans is high. I do know that the reason Biden can't really dive in with vaccine mandates is because there's a whole lot of young black Americans who are going to be discriminated against. Look up the story of Victory Boyd. Again, not a big mainstream media story. I read it at the Epic Times. The Epic Times is the only organization, only media organization we can find so far that is covering the firing of Victory Boyd. She was involved in Kanye West's Grammy Award-winning album called Jesus in 2020, big Christian, contemporary Christian album. She was fired because she asked for a religious exemption. She didn't want to take the vaccine. NFL said, sorry, you're fired. Hey, you young black woman, we'll get, wonder if they're going to replace her with another black singer or maybe a white person. And then the NFL will have a real PR problem on their hands. Maybe then the media will have to cover the story of Victory Boyd's firing from the Tampa Bay-Dallas game tomorrow night. As somebody, Riley, pointed out to me this morning, if Victory Boyd would just take a knee during the national anthem and wear a Black Lives Matter t-shirt, maybe they'd let her sing. 1-800-655-MIKE. Welcome into the ReliefFactor.com studios. And a Wednesday, September the 8th episode of the Mike Gallagher Show. I hope you join us. I'd love to get your voice on all or any of this. 1-800-655-MIKE. Let's put you front and center. Join us. 1-800-655-6453.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
Yours was true, girl. Now, did I think it, baby? Did I think it, baby? But this time I'm really leaving you, girl. Oh,
hope you know it, baby. Hope you know it, baby.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Mike Gallagher.
Dr. Fauci once commented that we can trust fellow scientists. There's a trust between fellow scientists. Well, yeah, if you're dealing with someone from a democracy, not if you're dealing with someone who works in a communist country.
Hey, Mike, I don't know if you caught that, but since when the CNN asked Dr. Fauci, do you approve of all those people at the stadium? Since when do we need Fauci's approval to do anything? Thanks.
No kidding. Great point. Why do we need Dr. Fauci to approve anything? Why does the NFL get to approve or technically and legally, I guess the NFL can say do whatever they want. A new poll shows that almost 3/4 of unvaccinated Americans would quit their job if it required the vaccine. Washington Post ABC News poll found that nearly 3/4 of unvaccinated Americans would prefer to quit their job rather than be required to get the vaccine. Only 16% of unvaccinated workers would get the shot if it was mandated. 35% would request a medical or religious exemption, like this young lady tried to do with the NFL, and 42% would quit their job. Over 200 police officers in Seattle could lose their jobs over the city's COVID-19 vaccine mandate because they've either not gotten the vaccine or are refusing to hand over their private medical data. Jason Rance, who's a host in Seattle, got his hands on some statistics. Now, 200 Seattle police officers, that's about 20% of the department's deployable staff. Would you quit your job if you were forced to take the vaccine? What about the case of this woman, young woman, 27-year-old black woman, who said her Christian beliefs preclude her from getting the vaccine, and the NFL said, well, you're fired. No $20,000 talent fee for you, no travel fees, no exposure, you're fired. Who's right in that, the NFL or the singer? Do you have a right to say your religious beliefs preclude you from getting a brand new vaccine? 1-800-655-MIKE. One open line, 800-655-6453.
Secret notebook of Nikola Tesla with his most dangerous formulas could fall into the hands of evolutionary elite scientists.
His most amazing discoveries thought to be written in a lost journal. The right hands, it could revolutionize the 21st century.
They want to start a new world order where elites rule and everyday people are not created equal.
Look out!
Now the elites plan to set off an earthquake under LA to take out world leaders.
There's an old brown battered notebook in my office at work. You have to find it, take it, and keep it hidden at all costs.
Let's just say there are a lot of enemies of the state interested in his research.
It's up to regular people to stop them. A grad student, a campus cop, a deaf army vet, and a group of live-action role players.
A vertical quake this size could collapse half of Dontop.
Catch Final Frequency, playing exclusively on SalemNow.com or download the mobile app. For more information, visit FinalFrequencyFilm.com.
The
Mike Gallagher Show.
Biden caused the death of 13 service members. He has deliberately left hundreds of known identifiable Americans in the hands of the enemy. Biden promised competence, but instead brought chaos. He promised compassion, but gave us cruelty. He has betrayed our allies, broken his sacred trust, brought shame and humiliation on the presidency and this great country. He must be held accountable. Biden must be impeached.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
I always enjoy reading comments on the MyPillow text line. If you text us at 800-655-MIKE, we can see your comments and get a lot of great feedback. Here's one. Do I have this right? No vaccine mandate for the attendees at the game tomorrow night, yet the lady scheduled to sing the anthem is fired for not getting it? Oh, no. Yes, you have that exactly right. The woman who would stand in the middle of a field singing the Star Spangled Banner, who has requested a religious exemption from the vaccine, was fired by the NFL. Now, this is only reported in the Epic Times. Mainstream media isn't touching this. Because you know why? Looks really bad to fire a young black woman. Looks really bad to discriminate against a young black woman in Biden's America. This is the problem that Biden has with vaccine mandates. The resistance in the African-American community is significant. The resistance to the vaccine. It's pretty significant. So they're not covering this. You got to look it up. I asked my producer. I said, Derek, find this story. I heard about this case from Joey Hutchin this morning in South Carolina. It's only at the Epic Times. Recording artist Victory Boyd refuses vaccine for religious reasons. NFL cancels her. 20 grand she would have made, national exposure, huge game. The Bucks hosting the Cowboys. And boy, do I have a tough decision to make, because now I've become, by geography, a Tampa Bay fan. And I spent years as a Dallas Cowboys season ticket holder. My kid won't speak to me if I root for Tampa Bay tomorrow night. But it's going to be a big game. 65,000 people. The stadium will be packed. Fauci will be blowing a gasket. The left will be quivering. Super spreader. Well, at least they'll be safe from Victory Boyd. She won't be able to sing and infect thousands of people from the middle of the Raymond James Stadium. Unreal. Unreal. And a young woman, I mean, she posted a statement on Facebook. She said, we're in a pretty scary time right now where discrimination and segregation is becoming socially acceptable and few are doing anything to resist. People are losing jobs, being denied service at restaurants, concert venues, and airports here in America, all because of their convictions to not be vaccinated. From New York to California. Even in states like Florida, where I lost this opportunity of a lifetime. I've made peace with not being able to sing the national anthem for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but I have not and will not make peace with the reemergence of segregation and discrimination. This is not okay, and it's about time that we say so. I have a friend who was fired from a job. It's going to become covered in the media because it's pretty high profile. I'm not at liberty to tell you any of the specifics yet, but we'll talk about it. A friend of mine fired from his job for his religious beliefs. Now, the good news is he's retained attorneys and he's going to sue them. He doesn't want to. I think he's probably terrified of the process. But what are you left to do? If you are fired for your religious beliefs, hey, lefties. Hey, lefties, hey, progressives, have you made peace with the reemergence of segregation and discrimination in America? Are you okay with a 27-year-old black woman fired for not getting a vaccine in order to stand in the middle of a football field of an open-air stadium surrounded by 65,000 people, many of whom will be unvaccinated? Are you kidding me? What kind of country are we becoming? This cannot continue. It just cannot. Speaking of MyPillow and the MyPillow text line, portions of the Mike Gallagher Show are sponsored by MyPillow. I tell you every day about Mike Lindell's journey. It's a great story. Guy was a crack addict, lost everything, found God. He leans into his faith every day. His faith has gotten him through the storm, and boy, has he faced a storm, because you know, because he's all about election integrity, and, you know, over at Frank's speech, fighting for election integrity, the retail stores have kicked him out. They're not selling MyPillow anymore in any of the retail stores, but a funny thing happened. Americans keep buying his products, like the Giza Dream Sheets, and Mike Lindell keeps rewarding people who support MyPillow with incredible offers. When you use the promo code MikeG, the sale of the year on the Giza Dream Sheets, the most luxurious sheets you'll ever find. For a limited time, you're going to get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets, as low as $49.99 when you use the promo code MikeG. I'm going to give you a heads up. When you go to MyPillow.com, look for the little square that says Mike Gallagher Radio Specials. There you'll see all these great products. The all-new My Slippers. They're available slip-on or moccasin. You're going to save 50% off the regular price when you enter the promo code MikeG. The bathrobes. I pat around my home all the time with my big, comfy MyPillow bathrobe made with Supima cotton for a relaxed fit, soft, comfortable feel. 30% off the regular price when you enter the promo code MikeG. And don't let your dog out. The MyPillow beds, the doggy beds, made from the same patented fill as the MyPillow itself, as low as $19.99 with promo code MikeG. And finally, the pillow itself, the MyPillow Premium Plus. It's just $29.99. It's normally $69.99. $40 off. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034. Like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. Here is Amy. Hi, Amy. Welcome. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
Doing great. Appreciate you calling today.
I just wanted to say, I think we need to stand up with the woman victory, the ones of us who agree with her. Why watch the NFL game? It's not that important. Our rights are being destroyed. We need to stand up with her and boycott all these businesses that are turning their back on the United States.
Many people are, Amy. Many people are following your lead and just saying, I'm not going to watch a game. I'm not going to participate. I'm not going to buy the products. I just can't, you know, and I get it. I totally feel the same way. I don't want to watch another game. And I was half joking. If Victory Boyd took a knee during the Star Spangled Banner, sang it on her knee with a Black Lives Matter t-shirt, I'll bet she'd be A-okay. What about this poll that says a huge percentage of unvaccinated Americans would quit their job rather than be forced to take the vaccine? Lisa is one of them. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the ReliefFactor.com studios. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. You'd quit your job rather than get the vaccine?
Oh, absolutely. There's an enormous, enormous, enormous amount of information out there regarding what we don't know and what we do know about the side effects from this particular vaccine. And unfortunately, people that have taken the vaccine and people that are still promoting the vaccine and the left that wants you to take the vaccine, whatever the left wants you to do, you shouldn't do. But anyway, you're still promoting.
Run the other direction. If they want to do it, run the other way, right?
Well, yeah. And now that all this information, as you have been talking about, regarding everything's been a lie, why in the world would anybody trust these people for coming up with what you're calling a vaccine or what they
Correct.
Are calling a vaccine.
I get it. I understand that. And, you know, it's all about taking a chance or taking a risk or making a decision about your life. But I love what you said about running the other way from the left. How can you trust them on anything? Do you trust them on election integrity? You know what I'm worried about next week in California's recall election? What they're going to do with the mail-in ballots and what the big unions out there that are terrified that Gavin Newsom is going to get replaced by Larry Elder, what they're going to do with election integrity out there. Now, thank God for Texas. Election integrity is now the law in the Lone Star State. yesterday, Governor Greg Abbott, finally those dummy Democrats who were hiding in Washington and, you know, going off to the beach and partying in the Bahamas, they finally had to come back and go to work. They got a quorum, and now the election integrity law has passed, has been signed by the governor. It bans goofy 24-hour drive-through voting. It expands early voting. It makes it harder for fraudulent votes to be cast, and the left is losing, they're all losing their minds. Congressman Dan Crenshaw had the perfect tweet about Texas's voter integrity law. He tweeted, "Finally, election integrity measures passed in Texas. The left's meltdown over this common sense law was always pure theater, by the way. Voters won't even notice the changes, but cheaters will." Isn't that great? Yep. The cheaters will know exactly what the election integrity law is all about. How about that? You got to show that you are who you say you are when you vote. Boy, we don't want that. Bunch of liars. 800-655-MIKE, busy day, Thursday episode, or Wednesday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show. Later in the week, the great Tom Von Essen, the fire commissioner during 9/11/2001. I chat with him every year. We'll talk to him on Friday's show, September 10th. We'll be in New York City on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And I hope you join the journey with us every day, fighting the good fight here on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Support law enforcement? We do too. Gallagher'sHeroes.org. Means you meet me in the hallway. Whoa, twice on the pipe. Means you ain't gonna show.
You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
Mike Gallagher.
Well, Mike, you ask what we've become. So much for the civil rights movement. That's all out the window now. You have a good day, Mike.
Hey, Mike, just curious, is the NFL allowing the players to still kneel through the Pledge of Allegiance? Just curious, wanted to know. Thank you.
Follow the science, follow the logic. The only lady standing in the middle of the field by herself singing a national anthem, she needs a vaccine. While the stadium is going to hold 110,000 people shoulder to shoulder, back to back, and no vaccine mandates.
Yeah, follow the science, unless it's not science that Fauci agrees with, right? Joe Rogan learned this the hard way. This is so funny. So this, Joe Rogan is a very popular podcaster. He makes like $1 billion a year from, what is he, on Spotify, I guess? And he makes a fortune. He's got like Howard Stern kind of money. Very popular. Young guy. What was he? Wasn't he like a UFC guy? He's been an actor, UFC announcer, and he kind of emerged as a really, really, really successful podcaster that a lot of young people listen to, and he got COVID and didn't want to get the vaccine. Hasn't been vaccinated. And he announced, he posted a video saying, yeah, I've been taking everything. They've been throwing everything in the kitchen sink. Z-Pak, ivermectin. Uh-oh, ivermectin. Takes ivermectin, among other things. A couple days later, he's better. He's cured. He's recovered, I guess, is the better word to say. So CNN is reporting he's taken horse dewormers. And they know the difference. Ivermectin is prescribed for human consumption is not a horse dewormer. So here's Joe Rogan. This is actually kind of cute. He seems shocked that CNN's Jim Acosta would actually lie.
Bro, do I have to sue CNN?
I don't know. Do you?
They're making up. They keep saying I'm taking horse dewormer. I literally got it from a doctor. It's an American company.
Mm-hmm.
They won the Nobel Prize in 2015 for use in human beings.
Yeah.
And CNN is saying I'm taking horse dewormer.
Yeah. What? So
they must know that that's a lie.
Well, there's a lot of people saying it.
Right, but a lot of people can say it.
Okay.
Like the internet says it. Who cares?
Sure.
But CNN is saying it. Like Jim Acosta.
I meant like.
Isn't it cute that he's like, oh, it's endearing. CNN. Jim Acosta lies? Yes, Joe Rogan, they lie at CNN. When do they lie at CNN? It's called Wednesday. Every day. And people are crazed. I told you the story, if you missed it, my doctor inadvertently called a pharmacy in a blue city. And I get to refill my weekly ivermectin. And again, this is the human kind, 3-milligram tablets prescribed by a doctor. And there are actually people refusing to dispense it, like this goofy pharmacist who called me back and left this voicemail.
Hi, this is calling from. This message is for Michael. Just letting you know that we received a prescription from your doctor, but unfortunately, I am unable to fill this prescription. If you have any questions, our phone number is. But just letting you know, there are very few pharmacies that are going to be willing to fill this prescription. So just a heads up. Again, if you have any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Just so you know. And I called her back. I'm dying to tell you her last name. You won't believe her name because I asked her name. But I called her back. I said, what did you mean that there are very few pharmacies willing to prescribe this? She said, why are you taking ivermectin? I said, excuse me. That's between me and my doctor. Are you a doctor? She said, I'm a doctor of pharmacy. I'm a doctor of pharmacy. What a officious twit. A little twit refusing, thinking she's the emperor of all things pharmaceutical. And incidentally, it took about 2 minutes to get the pharmacy to the right pharmacist in Florida where I have my ivermectin. And I've taken it every week for about 9 months now. So, hey, lady, go, I get even angry at thinking about, and again, in a blue city, right there in the middle, if you knew the city, you'd get it. If you knew where she was calling from, you'd understand. They're crazy. And a pharmacist and there are hospitals that are refusing to dispense it. When medical doctors, and if you're so afraid of ivermectin, don't take my word for it. Go to the National Institutes of Health website, NIH.gov, NIH.gov. Put ivermectin in the search bar and see what studies reveal about the potential effectiveness of ivermectin. And no, Rachel Maddow, stop lying. It's not a horse dewormer. Coming up, more on the Texas election integrity law. Republicans are doing something about election fraud. And my friend and colleague Lee Habib got COVID, was seriously sick. Wait till you hear his story. He wrote about it in Newsweek, and he's going to tell us all about it. Coming up.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.